welcome to day 15 of the Catalyst Challenge 2.0. Today, we're going to talk about that surprise, something that surprises many people. We're going to talk about why we fear the good things. Why do we fear the very things that we say we want? Why do we hesitate when opportunities arrive? Why do we downplay our dreams? And why we don't tell ourselves not to get too excited. So, when I ask you, are you afraid of joy? Most of you would say no. Of course I want joy. Of course I want love. Of course I want abundance. But let's look a little deeper. Are you actually afraid of joy, or are you afraid of losing it? Because that's not the same thing. Most people aren't afraid of getting what they want. They're afraid that when they have it, they'll lose it, or they're afraid of what they'll feel if they don't get it. So think about something you've been hoping for right now, a relationship, a promotion at work, a new job, a business goal, a financial breakthrough, a dream coming true. Notice what happens in your body. Part of you gets excited. Right? You're like, wow, that's awesome. But another part of you says, don't get your hopes up. Don't get too excited. Let's wait and see. What if it doesn't happen? And then the excitement gets shut down before you can fully feel the extent of it. Why is that? Because the nervous system remembers. Imagine when you were a child and you made a Christmas list, if you celebrate Christmas, but you could say birthday list or whatever list, and you circle the thing that you really, really want most. You dream about it. You want this brand new bicycle. You imagine receiving it. You're excited, you hope, and then Christmas morning comes and your bicycle is not there. What happens? You feel disappointed. You feel sadness. And if that disappointment wasn't fully processed, the nervous system learns something from it. It learns that getting my hopes up leads to feeling bad. And it codes you with that. Getting my hopes up leads to feeling bad. And from then on, part of you begins to protect yourself. So it might sound like, don't expect too much. Don't get excited yet, right? Stay realistic. Prepare for disappointment. Prepare that it might not work out. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. And on the surface, it looks like caution. But underneath, it's emotional protection. The goal isn't to avoid failure. The goal is to avoid disappointment. So that's why so many people struggle with manifestation, goal setting, or creating what they want. They think the problem is with the creating. You need better strategies, discipline, action, knowledge. But that's not often where the block is. The block is in the receiving. Because receiving requires you to be open. Receiving requires hope. Receiving requires vulnerability. And receiving requires being willing to experience uncertainty. And if that receiving activates the unfinished disappointment that you didn't fully process, the nervous system will unconsciously resist it. So let's connect back to what we've been going through in the catalyst. What if the reason you're afraid to receive isn't because you can't have what you want? What if it's because you're afraid of how you will feel if you don't get that? But we've already covered this because you've already felt disappointment before. You've already felt sadness before. You felt the loss. You felt unmet expectations and you're still here. You survived every single one of them. So the moment you realize that you survived disappointment, that's when you become available for more joy, more love, more gratitude, because you no longer have to protect yourself from hope. You don't have to dim your excitement. You don't have to shrink your goals and dreams. You can allow yourself to finally want what you want. Not because you're guaranteed to receive it, because you're no longer afraid of how you're going to feel if life unfolds differently than what you expect. So what I want you to contemplate today, or what good things have you been afraid to fully want? Where do you tell yourself not to get your hopes up? Because today is about allowing you to want something, fully want something, without minimizing it, without preparing for the future, without telling yourself not to get excited, but simply just to allow yourself to hope, to imagine, to dream. And when the fear comes up, you can say, I'm not afraid of the dream, I'm afraid of the disappointment. And I've felt the disappointment before and I've survived. Because your future isn't limited by what you desire. It's limited by what you're afraid to receive. And the moment you stop protecting yourself from disappointment is the moment you become more available for the joy that's already here. I'll talk to you tomorrow.